Grace and peace to you from God, who is the author of life. Grace and peace to you from the risen Christ, whose presence is made known to us in the bread and wine of Holy Communion. Grace and peace to you from the Holy Spirit, who empowers us to be witnesses in the world. Amen. Only 2 weeks ago we were here. There were lilies, gold, orange, white, and we sang our hearts out boldly, celebrating Jesus' resurrection. For me, it seems like a long time ago now. Does it for you? So much has happened in the last 2 weeks in my own life, personally, at work, caring for people who have experienced loss or are facing serious illness, personal challenges. I'm sure there are others of you who have stories to tell about what's happened in the past week that may have rearranged your lives. Challenges that may have raised fears, doubt, questions. Maybe even 2 weeks ago, you weren't in a place where you could boldly proclaim the good news of Jesus' resurrection. Maybe you were in a different place. I don't know. Are we able to celebrate now, 2 weeks later? Is it back to business as usual? Are we in survival mode? Have we become complacent? Or maybe we return to the days leading up to the resurrection, days that were more somber, days that took us through a last meal with the disciples, Jesus' trial, his crucifixion, death, and burial. Days that make us painfully aware of the fragile nature of life, of the brokenness that is part of the human experience. I don't feel too much unlike the two disciples who walked that road to Emmaus and back again. We heard about the back again today, but I want to start first with the journey to Emmaus. And while on the way, those two disciples encountered a stranger who seemed not to have heard all that had happened, who asked them what they were talking about. And so they told this stranger how their hopes had been shattered because Jesus of Nazareth, who they had hoped would be the one to redeem Israel, had been crucified and was dead. And then when the women went back 3 days later to the tomb, it was empty. To anoint his body wasn't there. Instead, angels appeared in a vision and told them that he was alive. So as they walked that road, I wonder what they must have been thinking. Maybe they didn't know what to believe anymore. Of course, the stranger they encountered was Jesus, who began to explain to them what was written in Scripture. Yet they still didn't recognize him. It wasn't until those two invited him to stay for dinner and he broke bread with them. It was in the blessing and breaking of the bread that suddenly they recognized Jesus. And then just as quickly, he disappeared. Back they went to Jerusalem maybe more perplexed than ever, or maybe on the way to, oh, maybe the light bulb's going on, I get it. And they found the other disciples that had gathered, along with other people, and began to tell them what their experience had been on the road to Emmaus. Which brings us to today's story. All of them were gathered and talking about what had happened on the way to Emmaus. And as they were talking, suddenly Jesus showed up again, offering them peace. Jesus is alive? Could it be? Surely we are seeing a ghost, they thought to themselves. And Jesus asked them, why are you so terrified? Why have doubts arisen in your heart? He invited them to touch and see his hands, his feet. He showed them that he was in fact present in the flesh. He was hungry. Do you have anything to eat? He asked them. And though they didn't give him poke, they gave him a broiled fish, something similar. And he ate right there in their presence. But their disbelief prevailed. So once again, Jesus started teaching. He explained what had been written in the scripture. As the passage reads, he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, saying, thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer, is to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. Jesus offered those disciples, those terrified disciples, peace. Jesus met those disciples right where they were, providing them what they needed to believe, so that they ultimately became the earliest witnesses. As I already said, much has happened in the last 2 weeks in my life since that Easter day that we celebrated. It does seem like a long time ago, and I feel as though I am like those two disciples traveling to and from Emmaus. Maybe not with shattered hopes, certainly with some doubts and questions, and a slightly altered future. Maybe not totally changed. Here we all are. We keep coming back every Sunday. What brings us back this day and all the other Sundays? Some of us may come with burning hearts already to give thanks and praise, acknowledging the great hope we have because we have, in fact, experienced new life, experienced anew the real presence of the resurrected Christ. We gather here to gain more steam, to be fired up, or fired up again, so that we can be today's witnesses, witnesses of the resurrection to all nations. And maybe you come to be witnesses for others gathered here who are still perplexed. People whose hoped-for futures have been dashed or certainly changed. For those who are disbelieving or filled with doubt and questions. It is in each other that we experience Jesus, that we recognize Jesus. It is in our own brokenness, and in the brokenness of others. The brokenness that is a reality of being human. It is in that brokenness that we see Jesus. It is also in the breaking of the bread together that we experience the presence of the risen Christ. And if we have experienced the risen Christ, we certainly can witness to those whose doubts and fears overshadow their ability to hear the hope and promise of resurrection, the promise of a new future, a future that God is pointing us in. I hope that here in this place, as well as wherever we go in our lives, that we can make space for people to be as they are, no matter what their faith, what their questions, whether they have doubts and fears, that we might be present for them, allowing them maybe to grieve lost hopes. And I quote one person who wrote, "To grieve a future that may never be, in order that they may possibly hear and receive the future that God has created and prepared for them. When they are ready, and as they are able to hear. Not because we've pushed anything on anyone, but because we've been present for them. And let them be who they are in the moment, in the now." Is LCA a community where people can come and find a place to belong and to just be who they are? Can they bring their doubts, questions, brokenness, disappointments, and fears here? LCH has been that place for me over my lifetime as I've gone and come back, gone and come back. It has been that place for me. And I hope it is that place for all of you and others who come in and out of this space. Can we meet people where they are? Just as Jesus met those early disciples where they were, providing them what they needed. Yes, we come back week after week to hear again and maybe be reminded that there is a message of hope that comes to us through Scripture, to be reminded that we are God's children, to experience the real presence of Christ in the sacrament of Holy Communion. We gather to support and encourage one another through various life challenges and to celebrate with one another life's joys. We come for the fire in our hearts to be rekindled, for the gift of the Spirit to empower us to be those witnesses in a world filled with brokenness. We come for the Spirit to empower us to proclaim repentance and forgiveness of sins to all nations, beginning from right here. We come and are strengthened by the community to go back out into the world, not to sit idly by, but to live out an active faith which believes in the reality of restored hope, of new life. God calls us to go back into the world and care for it. We also come, of course, to worship and give thanks to a God who promises life and new life. We're not only called or reminded of God's call to us to care for one another. But on this day when we celebrate Earth Day, we are called to care for all of creation. It's a call that was issued when God first ordered the world and created all things. We are given the privilege of participating with God as witnesses by living out our faith in that God who is on the side of life and who gives us love. Our gospel reading calls for a response to the hope and peace that the presence of the risen Christ offers us. We are called to turn back to God, to reorder our lives with a focus not on death, but on life. So let us allow the Spirit to work in and through us as we bear witness to that God who walks beside us on the road to Emmaus and back again. As we bear witness to a God who cares deeply for us, calling us children, and a God who cares deeply for the universe. Let us bear witness to a God who calls us into a new future, ready to give us what we need as our witnessing takes us into new realms, maybe to new nations, and very possibly out of our comfort zones. Amen.